Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 4, we were taught that if we are going to guide others to a higher spiritual level, we must already be at that level ourselves. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I believe that it's a terrible thing, it's offensive to God, not to pray for a meal. What a shame. When you see a Christian sit down in a public eating place and give no evidence that they have thanked God for what's before them. Now, sometimes there are those that do say a prayer, but nobody in the restaurant has an idea that they did. Some of them have the headache prayer. They're rubbing their temples like, oh, I've got a headache. But really what they're doing is they have their head bowed and they're saying a silent prayer. Some of them just kind of take their handkerchief out and act like they're blowing their nose and they're actually saying a prayer. And some of them will say the prayer without bowing their head, say it in their mind, say it silently. And it's the fastest prayer on record. And see, it's become something that was, well, I've got to do this. And it has nothing to do with a real true heart that's thankful to God for what they have. And by the way, when it comes to your food at your home, whether your wife cooks it or daddy cooked it or someone else cooked it, don't complain about what you have received with thanksgiving. Now, friend, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 tells us how things would be today. And it is. We've been warned. Don't be fooled. Now we'll go on to verse 6, and verses 6 through 16 actually in the Greek make up one paragraph. Now, I like to take the Textus Receptus, since that is the right Greek text to translate the Bible from. And right now, the only one that's honestly, truly translated from it without the addition of critical notes of other things is the Textus Receptus. And so I like to look it over and see how it's divided into paragraphs before I actually prepare these messages and these studies and these books. And in this particular situation, verses 6 through 16 make up one paragraph. Now, in this particular section of the book, the Holy Spirit is dwelling on godliness in one's life, particularly the life of the pastor. Now, friend, no man can lift another person above their own level. If a pastor is going to be used of God to reach and teach others, he must be characterized by true holiness himself. And if you want to bring your children up to a higher spiritual and moral plane, you need to be up there yourself as well. Now, in verses 6 through 8, we see some do's and don'ts. In verse 6, it says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Now, isn't this interesting for us today? Do. The word do there is written in a continuous action tense. In other words, you do it, and you continue to do it. Be faithful to these instructions. He is to continually put the brethren in remembrance. Now, I believe that he's referring in particular to the first five verses of this chapter. But not only that. I think that overall, it's referring back to what's been written in general in the book of 1 Timothy to this point. And so he's saying, take these things and put them in remembrance. They need to be in remembrance of what a quality of a pastor is in chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, the deacon's call. And then how they're to behave in the house of God. They're to remember chapter 2 and talking about prayers for all men. And especially, they are to pray for the lost and to be a witness for them and to lead them to Jesus Christ. But he says so much about prayer in that situation. He also talks about the place of women. And so as he goes on through there talking about these things, these are things he's saying, do this. Now he says, you remind them of these things. You constantly put them in remembrance of these things. So a good minister, that is a good preacher, a good pastor of the local church, will always seek to put the local church membership in remembrance of God's warnings, of the teachings of God's Word. He's not been instructed to adopt new methods. Rather, he's told by the Holy Spirit to put the brethren in remembrance. Now, Jesus even told us that the Holy Spirit would bring to our memory whatsoever things that he has taught. Friend, churches do not die because they fail to adopt new methods. They die because they lose the power of God. Now, actually, the old truth would be brand new in many churches today. And that's too bad, since his truth is absolute, and his truth passes the test of eternity. It's also interesting to read the word minister, because it's the same as for deacon. It's the Greek word diakonos. Now, that Greek word in its root is defined as an errand runner. Now, although this is normally used for the deacon in the church, here he's using it for the pastor. The pastor is on an errand for God to bring his message and to be sure to constantly remind them of the words of God. Now, the first time I can remember teaching about the deacons and being an errand runner, and basically at the direction of the pastor, boy, it made some people mad at me. I mean, it did. They thought I undermined the dignity of the office of deacon. As a matter of fact, I thought about asking God if he would change the definition of the word so I wouldn't be in so much trouble. Those people were really upset. Well, back in the day of the Bible, when these things were written, it didn't upset them. It was an honor. It was a great honor to be God's errand runner in the local church as a deacon. And for the pastor, it was a great honor to carry this message of God as his errand runner. Now, the minister should never forget, and the people of the church, of the local church, should not forget, the minister is a minister of Jesus Christ. God's word is the authority, and it's the authority by which the minister must operate. The minister is God's ordained leader. But Christ is the authority of the church. Now, I have failed in many areas as I look back over my life and over my ministry. But you know what? I have yet to find the name of the people or the name of the office in the Bible of those who are ordained to be the pastor's critic and to straighten him out. Now, actually, when I first started out as a pastor, the first church I pastored, man, visited a few weeks and wanted to talk to me. And so we went out, we talked together, and he started telling me how I was doing things wrong. I didn't properly alliterate the last message I had preached, and there were some other things. My gestures weren't good. And so as he went on, I was amazed at this. And then he told me that this was his call, that God had actually called him to go visit the pastors of these fundamental churches and really to correct their ways. I thought, wow, he's been sent to correct our preaching and to tell us how we're doing it wrong and how we should be doing it. And, you know, and I didn't really argue with him at all. I just thanked him for doing it. And I had found out that he had been a member of a church that the pastor was a very dignified man and a very good Bible scholar. And so I didn't do it that time. I did another time, but he was telling me again, reminding me that it was his call when he'd start to tell me what I was doing wrong. And I mentioned about this other pastor and some of the things that he does, and we were kind of just chuckling about it, just some of the things that he might say in a sermon that were just kind of funny to us, that say, well, that, you know, that really isn't right, but, you know, that's him. But it was funny because this guy was saying, disagreeing. So I said, you know, have you ever set him down and talked to him and tried to straighten him out on that? And I tell you what, his countenance changed. No, I'm not going to him. No, not to him. I says, well, you've got God's call to do this. This is what God's called you to do. Aren't you sinning against God not to go and tell him about these things? Now, that's the mistake on my part of being a young preacher. That guy really didn't show up much after that. I guess he went on to some other churches to straighten out some other pastors. Now, there's a sense in which all Christians are ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ. That sense always, always, always sees itself as on call 24/7. You are his ambassador. I am his ambassador. We are ambassadors for God. Now just think, if you're saved, you actually are an ambassador for Christ. And you are called to be an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. That's a great calling, and that's a tremendous responsibility. We next see that in this continual sense, that the pastor, as he leads the church within the local church setting, is to be nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.